Shin Tezayin. Shin Tezayin. Middle of counting seven things which a person has to conduct his life, seven items which is itemizing the way a person should conduct his life, which will bring him Emes Diga Anova. So the fourth line, Baravi, the fourth thing is before the third one, I think, was which you learned the previous one, that somebody is meshabeach him, is praising him, telling him his great gewaldige deeds. So instead he should get his tail up high, he should remind himself of all the bad things which he did, which nobody knows, and he should imagine when this thing is being told, so he shouldn't take it. Now the fourth thing is kishum saprim begnusa, when people tell him his bad things, his shortcomings, tell him, listen, you've done so and so. So usually people get very angry, but really very uptight, are you going to tell me? However, he says, yikona l'boirei, you should use it when people remind you who you are, which is true. Yikona l'boirei, you should become subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoideloi, and you should thank him, al kol ashegileloi, everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure to bring it front of him, ma'at mahal, a little from a lot, liyas l'chich, in order to machiach him, to chastise him, to prove it to him. In other words, when a person comes over to you and he tells you something in your face that you had done, which happened to be right, the truth of the way, you should thank him. Because he reminds you who you are. It's a very beautiful thing. You know? Usually, like, imagine a person blunges, a person goes around in a forest and doesn't find his way. He blunges, he comes, a person shows you the way. He may lose it again, but he shows you a little bit the way. He says, thank you, gives you a little light. Every time a person comes, tells you in your face who you are, what you are, you should really thank him. I don't think you should thank him. Yoidelo means Takodesh Baruch Hu, I think. Because the person you shouldn't thank, because the person did the wrong thing, the person shouldn't do it. You thank him, he's going to think he's going to keep running after you. He's always going to tell things to you. The person shouldn't come and tell to the other person how you bummed, you did so and so. Saloch, you shouldn't embarrass a person. But sometimes you're getting angry, why did you do it to him? Why are you embarrassing me? The answer is, he's nothing more than a shliach Hashem. Hashem is embarrassing. Hashem is letting, reminds you a little bit of many things. He didn't tell you everything. Sometimes you still get a good bargain of the deal. I mean, he doesn't know too much. If he would have known too much, if you imagine if he would open up his mouth, he would tell everything, oh boy. Whatever he tells you, it's a little. But that what he told you is a matnas elokim, because Baruch Hu made a gift to remind you. The yoideloi. I think this is, again, the devil one also, Yitin Shev Chador, and also to who. I think Shafi Yoidar is not to the person. Because when a person does something wrong, you can't thank him, and because that's acknowledging him. You may go over to him, you could tell him, listen, I'm appreciating Hashem sent you to me to remind me to put me in the right place, lighten me up a little bit. But why? I'm sorry that you are the Shliach. Maybe you shouldn't even tell it to him because that's his Reda Shtokhvar.
He's
young
Muslim, then
he's
good. Maybe on the spot you don't feel good.
You should know one thing, you never say Musar when you are involved. You got hurt by the person.
And if he gives you, you should really
say. It's not Musar. We're not talking Musar. Yes, if somebody gives you Musar, it says Kishum Satrin Begnusoi. When people come and tell Begnus, is he called a Boiroi? The Yoideloi. I must say, Yoideloi goes on that you should thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes in public, sometimes the newspaper writes about it, whoever it is. The Saprin Begnusoi. Is he called a Boiroi? You should use this thing as a Nechnotel Boiroi, the Yoideloi, and you should thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol Asher Gileloi, everything which Kodesh Baruch Hu made sure to be revealed. And it's Ma'at Mahar, it's on the little format, Le Yasra, in order to chat the Lord Chicha, it's about Kodesh Yoshua, in order to chat the Lord Chicha, Kodesh Yoshua, Yigel, Oznam, Le Musa. He opened up his ears. Sometimes, you know it yourself, something is wrong with you, but it doesn't hit home. But when it's being publicized, in public, how could you do such a thing? That opens up, it's a terrible thing. So it comes out, this was has been his gala, this is for your benefit. Bachamishis. So this is just one of the ingredients how to develop an oven. The Chamishis, the fifth thing is, Kishom Eitiv La'aboy, the boy, the mazeva, bina, toiv, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes good for him. Things go the best, good way. Is the goodness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Yikon Alekei that should also serve as Achnor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekoyved Maso Choyves Hoidu Alem. How could I ever thank back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sometimes when we really magnify the Tovus HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, the greatness of the Tovus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem, how could I ever repay you for that? How could I ever thank you back enough? And you become more and more indebted, more and more indebted. It's like you're going for a loan. You want a loan to make Shabbos, and you have to pay. You haven't got a penny to the time to life, and you have to make Shabbos. You go to someone, says, "Give me $100. I have to make Shabbos." The guy lends you $10,000 to go into business to do something like that. Wow, where will I ever get it paid back? And you're so overwhelmed that you don't know how to thank, so you become automatically nichna. You don't know what to do. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes tovus. That's the way each person should accept tovus. V'shofer lefonav, you should become nishpat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirosa, from fearing Hashem. Shloitienu l'nekomo mimeni. That this goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave shouldn't be considered as a nekomo. Sometimes the Chavis Olam says that most of the people, when things go well with them, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing them. So we should be afraid when things, we are very much on the safe side when things are not good. When there's no punishment, when there's no, we are on the safe side, because Baruch Hu loves us, no question about it.
No punishment?
No, that's not a punishment, that's forget, because Baruch Hu puts you in the right place. Usually that's the reason, that's what the Riyah Kodesh says. Baal Tshuvas, they're all going through hard time. Real Baal Tshuvas, because Baruch Hu accepts the Baal Tshuvas Tshuva, they're going through Yisurim. They're going through Yisurim is forever, because Baruch Hu makes sure that he shouldn't forget of his tshuva, because Baruch automatically repays all his bad things, and it puts in a position. You're getting back to discipline. You know, it's just like a little child ran away from home, becomes rebellious, and does anything that he wants, and got used to live a loose life, whatever he wants he does. When he comes back home, he's been captured, he comes back home, he hits home, if the parents really want to take care, he's putting a much sturdier discipline on the child, and honestly, he has a curfew, he hasn't got the freedom than a regular child has. Because he may get lost again. So the more the parents care, the more of a curfew he's putting out, he's not getting, and they try to deprogram him, they try to take him off of the addiction which he got addicted. He got addicted of all kind of entertainment, of all kind of things, and he doesn't even get the minimal of it, because the money gets a minimal, and then he can't hold back from the others. He has to stay totally away. Totally away. You know, if he became an alcoholic, when he comes home, he doesn't even get kiddushwein. Everyone gets kiddushwein. He doesn't get kiddushwein. Another one of kiddushwein is a mitzvah. They make kiddushwein is a vera. So all of a sudden, doesn't ever get kiddushwein. So it's a punishment. Al contrary, it's a reward. Then think about Shula, which has a lose life. It comes to Kodesh Baruch. If a Kodesh Baruch accepts it, if another Kodesh Baruch doesn't accept it, that's okay. Did Shula get lost? You get paid. You get even paid for your Shula too. So you get everything gets good. Sometimes semi Baal Shula things goes very well because Baruch rewards him even for that because it wasn't deep enough. But if it's a full Baal Shula, so the Chavis Olam thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bad is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Now, but when things go good, he gets nervous. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Misnakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nekoma on me. There's certain good things which I had, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays me back for the good things. It says, Ki Roiv HaMomen Bo'olam. Here is the beautiful, famous Chavis Olam. Ki Roiv HaMomen Bo'olam. Most of the money which is in this world available for people. And look at people. Most of the people who have money, and you ask, why Hashem gives him money? Says the Chavisus, Yeh le'echod mishloishet vorem, will be one of the three reasons. One of them is le'tzeves me'esa bo'eris borech. Either is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes good with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be good with him. Oy le'nisoyen im mifchan, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test them and to put them into nisyonos, which is a difficult test to be with money. Oy le'nekoma im mikshel, or to be misnakem. Because Baruch takes nekoma, it's actually his punishment. You know, when a person is being sentenced to death, and he gets imprisoned, he was in prison, and the prison is in a very bad prison condition, doesn't get cooked food, doesn't get, you know, he's in a prison diet. But before they take him out to the hanging, they give him a good supper. They give him a good time. So, okay, listen, it's your last day of life. Okay, take care of yourself. You have anything, whatever you want. You could really take care of yourself. Now, when this person all of a sudden is being taken away from the prison diet, and he gets a luxurious diet, he gets an unbelievable food, even he gets afraid. Now, this is my last day, this is my nekoma. So the Chavis Olam puts down a cloud, and people have money. Every time Hashem is good to you, must be one of the three reasons. Either you feel that you're so deserving that you have Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh, you accomplish such a reach that you get, but this is the minimum. Who could think so? Okay, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into new test, into the new area of test, then you have to be afraid. How will I know if I fail? Because usually test is always getting harder and harder. You know, you go through exams in life. if you made one test, you're getting a difficult test. So he went through difficulty. If you went soino oini, the test of a poor man, and if you didn't fail, you made it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu test you further, puts you in the soino ashiras. Now let me see how will you make as a rich man. So when a person all of a sudden gets a millionaire, you should be afraid. I'm getting into a new nisoin. Who knows how I'm going to make it? Or even worse than this, then this is a punishment which I'm getting money. Hashem gives me the last supper, the last good day. You know, he wants to clean out the accounts. Now, obviously, the first one, you also have to be nervous. Even let's say you're between the lucky ones, between the minimum people, because Baruch Hu does it for you good. For your good. This is also tzaddikim which didn't want that. Tzaddikim didn't want to eat anything good up in this world. They didn't want to give up anything good, even though they're deserving. They didn't want to eat up in this world. Even a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to the point that you could feel that you're deserving the Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. But who wants Olam? Now, this is the story which Shim Shnor said it many times in the seminar. The story that the mother of Reb Shmelke and the Aflo, the two brothers of Shmelke Nikolsburg and the Aflo, the two unbelievable giants, Torah giants and big people. And one was the Rebbe, the Aflo was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. Reb Shmelke Nikolsburg was one of the famous Talmidim of the Maggid. The story goes that a very special mother, the mother raised them, and for many, many years,
they were two brothers,
for many, many years, the mother didn't see them, and those days they were also traveling, and they were poor, and one day, they decided to make a surprise visit to the mother, to give the mother a bislanachas. Mother was a very big tzedekah. And to give Mr. Nachos, they came to visit the mother. They took the bar, they've come from a long distance, and so they didn't want to surprise her. She may get it to help. So they settled, they went in one in the town, they went in and sent the shliach to break the news to the mother in a slow way that she will soon have a reunion with her two sons, the great two sons. And shliach came very smartly and says to the mother, "Oh, have regards for me two sons." Oh, she started blessing him, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and so on and so. And then he said, "How would you like to meet them? Would you like to see them? How long did you see them? For years you didn't see them." They were like this. "Of course, I'm dying to see them. It's a big wonderful thing." He says, "Well," and then he says, "Okay, you know, they really came to see you." And I says, "Really? They really?" I said, "Okay, where are they? When are they coming? When are they going to reach?" She says, "Well, they happen to be in town." So then she thought for a minute. She says, "No, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to tell them to leave. I don't want to see them." And he was shocked. And asked them, "Why?" He says, "Cholent to put up for Shabbos. We don't eat cholent the erev Shabbos. Cholent is made for Shabbos. So that pleasure which I have for my two sons, I want to have it Shabbos. I want to have it in my world to come. I don't want to eat them erev Shabbos. I don't want to eat them in my life here. I don't want to take the honor, the enjoyment to meeting such a true Torah giant. I don't want to benefit in this world. I put every benefit which I could be a benefit, I want to put it for Olam Habo." That's exactly, this is what the way you should think. Even when Hashem gives something toif for the benefit of the person, the recipient, should not even accept this for that. Because actually, if this is also a deprivation, you know, to say we are so good that Olam Habo is always the same thing, Olam Habo, Hashem still gave it to you, the toif. Gave it the extra thing. If you should use it to avoid this Hashem, Hashem maybe give it to the Torah, but we should never be so foolish to eat the cholent erev Shabbos. We should never think that was this woman, great woman, teaches. And I wonder, she has such a two gvaldige children. She has gvaldige sogas. She didn't want to enjoy any kind of enjoyment, even enjoyment. What was the enjoyment? Seeing a child of Ben Torah, a God of Israel. But even this enjoyment is a kind of taking away, because we have to know, in this world, with small things, you could buy off many, many great things in the world to come. The world to come is Surim, for instance. For every little chet, every little sin, we have to be punished endlessly. Unbelievable punishment. Little Surim in this world trades off many Surim in the world to come. Because little Surim in this world, little difficulties in this world, trades off unbelievable amounts. You know, this is, you would say the Moshe is, when you take a man, you want to shoot him up to the moon. Okay, you have to target him to the moon. Okay, so you have to, mamash, if you hear, miss it with a hair, you don't go to the center, to the point. One hair you're getting off here, when he gets to the moon, he's going to get the other side of the moon. Because the further you go, the more it goes away. Over here, it's only one hair deviation. But up there, it's it's a giant. It's nobody could make it. The same thing, when our action down here affects Olam Habo, so the Chuta Seira over here is mountains over in Olam Habo. So it comes out, if I take on a little Yisurim over here, until it connects to the Yisurim of Olam Habo, the world to come, it multiplies in the millions times. So we could trade off Yisurim Olam Habo, mountains of Yisurim Olam Habo, with a little Yisurim up here. But the same thing we could say on Teva, same thing we could say on goodness. That sometimes we are foolish, we ask Hashem, give me for my mitzvah, give me this, give me help me, I should have panos, I should have this, I should have that, I've thought of, we have mitzvahs, everything, but you don't know what kind of food you have. Sometimes a whole mountains of Olam Habo has to be cashed in for a little Olam Hazeh. So this is actually, even the tzaddik, when he gets toiv in this Olam Hazeh, he's extremely nervous about it. Maybe, first of all, maybe who says it's toiv? Maybe this is to punish me, in a coma. Or maybe this is even to test me. Who says I'm between the mood and getting it to the table? But even I get it to the table, who wants it? Who wants it? I'm trading off mountains of toy for a little toy, for a little pleasure over here. So what does a tzaddik do? Maybe it is stuck in the toy. Use it to avoid this Hashem. So you reinvest them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a toy, you're reinvesting the toy further for Olam Habo. So I'm sure, this way you're definitely not losing, you're not trading off anything from above. The similar toy.
Come your way, though. Most people use it for encouragement.
If it's an encouragement, it's good. As I say, if you use it, that's what he says it. The simen atoif. And what is the simen atoif of the goodness which a person receives? Shiye bo'leu torit b'kim achoyve saboyra misasik boy. What is the simen atoif of goodness which a person gets? As the one, the recipient, should be busy with this goodness, b'kim, he should more fulfill. Is continuously busy to fulfill it. If Hashem made me goodness, becomes even more a situation which makes more, is myself the Master. It becomes even better. When is a siman toiv, the goodness is like Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was extremely, extremely rich. The more Hashem was good to him, the more he steig. Why? Because he felt more broken, he felt more deprived, he felt more nervous. So that's the sin, and actually this is called, as David Amara says, Achtoy v'chesed yidufuni kol mecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu could chase a person with two sticks. He could stick him with chase of Yisurin. Kodesh Baruch Hu could chase a person with the sticks of Toy v'chesed. Because the more Hashem gives Toy v'chesed, the more nervous he gets. The more better he becomes, he gets nervous. In other words, when a person is good enough, he does so well for Kodesh Baruch Hu, but when things go good, he gets very nervous. He has to double up. He has to do more. More tzedakah, more davening, more learning, more chesed, because he has to be yoitzer. So actually, and Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, makes it even better. Hashem is good to me. So he has to get even more. He has to do even more. Ach toiv v'chesed. Only with toiv with goodness and chesed, give the food. Kodesh Baruch Hu should chase me kol mecha all my life. But David HaMelech says, chase me with goodness. Because when a person takes goodness as a chase, it's endless. Because interpretation of goodness is gewaldig. You could always interpret it, because you could find goodness in every little thing. Every little thing, every shgocha protest is goodness. Every little thing, Baruch Hashem, you have what to eat, you have what to sleep, you're healthy. Even things go bad, but you look at yourself, Baruch Hashem, the children are okay, my wife is okay, everything is okay. You find Tov Chesed. In Tov Chesed, the more you see Tov Chesed, and you feel undeserving, and you're afraid, what is the Tov Chesed? Is it in a coma? Is it in a soyan? To say that it's because I'm so good, I mean, I know that's not. So it makes you better and better. But Yosim Liba Latoivehu, he should not depend, should not emphasize, listen, after all, I'm good, because Baruch gives me good. Vloyiftach, he should definitely not rely on the goodness. Vloyitziah, he should spend the goodness, Vachoyvis Aboyr, in the duty which he has against Farakurish Baruch. Doimel Amazim Shem Saper, Iyabim in Hogoi, as Iyab tells, as his custom was, the way he used to lead his life by Mamoyla with his money. Vachoy Moitzi Vachoyvis Aboyr, he used to spend the money in order to repay his debts to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omar, and he said, "V'miyad b'tchoyna boy, how little he is relying on the money which Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving. Im samti zov kisli, if I put the gold, if I put my hope in gold, v'lekesem, and mountains of fortunes, of treasures, omarti miftachi." Did I say that this is my reliance? That in something that you have said, test me. Did I? It was very rich. Did I ever rely on money? Did I ever rely on gold? This is exactly what you teach us, that you should never rely on. The simen ha-nisoy ha-mifkan, what is the simen of the test? How do I know? In other words, since there is three categories of money, three categories of goodness which a person gets, one is letoivo, one is for a test, one is for a punishment. So if I want to know, is really the money letoivo, when do I see it? By the Baruch Hashem, I saw the toivis HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me more mechayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became more mechuyev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made me better, is a simen to letoivo. Now, this is, by the way, it shows something about what?
What does that mean? Made me more better, like
if a person, Hashem is good to him, he embedders his life, yeah. Banks closer to Kodesh Baruch because he was in Emet, is a simen that this was the Toivah. It's a Toivah Chesed, if Kodesh Baruch Hu chased me Toivah Chesed. Because really then it's not Toiv for the sake of Toiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings you closer through Toiv. Right, it's so because you really became better. Because if you haven't got the ability to become better because of Toiv, because most of the people can become better with Toiv. Yeah. Most of the people get intoxicated, get Shmam to be successor. So those people who are worthy to Hashem should give them good, but they don't know what to do with the good, Hashem doesn't give them the good. Just like a father, a rich father, wouldn't give his little son $100,000. Yeah. Imagine you would have $10 million. Yeah, you don't know what to do with the money. Would you give Shmuel $100,000? You go around to Cheder with $100,000, 11-year-old kids, would you go around? He would get killed, he would get devastated, he wouldn't know what to do with the money. He would call Chassan Shalom a crazy kid, a playboy. He would never give it to him. He deserves it. He deserves more than $10 million. More than, right? But why wouldn't you give him? It's going to destroy him. Same thing is, Hashem, when we are good, and we need Toivah, we need goodness, because Baruch wants to give us goodness, but he can't give it to us. He knows that we don't know what to do with it. We're going to get destroyed. If Hashem did give it to me, if Shat Hashem knows, I know what to do with it. How do you know you do it? Because you became better. You became even better. You became even that closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what is the simen? Why things are good to you? Is it because you became better with goodness? Is a simen Hashem gave it to you, Latoyf, that in bettering you. The simen, and so in my mifkon, what is the simen? The second one. The second one is a simen that Kodesh Baruch Hu made us, testing us. What is the simen Kodesh Baruch Hu makes us to test us? The man would be continuously busy with the feeling of Shmiras Mumoinoi. He would always watch his money. He always tried to add to the money. To be afraid of the money. Nothing should happen to the money. And all of a sudden, when a person is pretty good to Hashem, does his job that he has to do, but all of a sudden became very rich, and this riches and that business and that things deters him from the goodness that you have, because he becomes preoccupied with his wealth, with his business, and he has no time anymore to dedicate his life to Hashem as he used to do before. And now it becomes a conflict. What do you do with Hashem? And when all of a sudden the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives on a person becomes a competitive reality, what you used to do before with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many people, when things didn't go well at all, and they couldn't reach out to the Gashmias, they were pretty nice people. The Dams and the learning got up in the morning and they were busy with the children and with their wives. They were nice because they didn't have anything else. They were very nice. All of a sudden things start going well and things get overwhelmed. He gets jobs, he gets businesses, he gets things, And as he starts, all of a sudden he finds himself in a confrontation. I mean, I have to watch my money, I have to watch my business, and I have to add on them. And all this emphasis which I'm putting on this thing to watch, what is it causing? I pay less attention to my davening, I pay less attention to my wife and children, less attention to my voidus Hashem, and all of a sudden you're confronted with a gvaldige competition. And you could say, Hashem gave it to you, a gvaldige response, you get big vases, okay, too, you got being asking, but at the same time, totally neglecting. So when the goodness of Hashem becomes a confrontation, that all of a sudden you can't do what you used to do, is a simen Hashem send you as an Israel. Let me see. Yeah, till now you were a very nice Jew, you did everything. Yeah, you didn't have anything better what to do. You were nice to children with your wife, you had time, you got up. What else could you do with your time? But let me see now, will you still dedicate? Now if after Hashem had given you this test, and you still keep your same priority as in the past, and you say, listen, Hashem, As long as I could deal with the goodness which you gave me without taking away what I used to do for you, I'm accepting it. If not, I'm moichel for you, take back all the goodness, and I'm not going to deprive my priorities because of that. You stood up in the test, and you were exerting the test. Then Hashem maybe gives you even more goodness to test you further, makes you even more busy. And it's a very, very important, the Kabbalah puts some very beautiful guidelines. If you have money, if you want to know which categories you are, you must be one of the three categories. There's no fourth category. There's no escape. Think, it's not only money. It goes in everything. You get a good wife, a good thing, a good husband, a good situation. Any Toivus Hashem must be one of the three categories. One means Hashem wants to be good to you. Two, Hashem is testing you. Three, Hashem is punishing you. You want to know for which three are you? Very simple. If the goodness Hashem gives you makes you better to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a simit for Toivus. If this goodness makes you busy, that you have a confrontation, and it makes it difficult to be as good as you used to be, is a siman senisoy. The siman senisoy means what?
Second category is probably the majority of people.
The majority of people, and I think it says it in the Enchav, so that the majority of people is the second category. It says, if the siman senisoy means what? you know, we are such a fools. The Chavisu speaks to us such a clean term. You know, two ways about it. You know, we don't have to be confused in life. You could confront life with just a confidence, because it doesn't give us the guideline, period. We are best of when things are not good. At least Hashem says, you know, you're on your own, grow on your own. But the minute things start to go good, you know, you have to really put a test, what is it? What is going on here? And unfortunately, how many people getting hurt because things are going good? People mostly become good when things are bad. That's the biggest tigress I could about. Things are difficult. Things, you know, keeps you. Machnia you. So the second simon is Yabalam. What?
The second one, you can convert it to the first one or the last one? No, what's it going to give you?
Not necessarily.
What are you going to do with it?
Not necessarily. You don't convert it to the first one because that motivates. You see? It's a very difficult, a very tricky question which you ask. The second thing, Hashem gives it to test you. So what is the test? You're a very good person. Oyvid Hashem, very beautiful, his superiority. Also Hashem sends you in a new thing which competes with the superiority to watch your business. Also you got preoccupied business, you have no time for nobody. Suppose you're Oymid Ben Yisrael, says Hashem, you know, you made me too busy, I'm not going to let myself broke. I'm going to still keep my priorities. I'm not giving up anything of my past life. It's not give or take it back. And you start losing money because of this. And it's just, take it! And you're losing. Then you stood in your test. However, when you expect, you know, Hashem, if I'm going to be such a gewaltig guy, I'm not going to test, I'm not going to give up anything, you're even going to give me more goodness, then you never know that you really stood in the test. You're smart enough to convert into
make
this and to make more, make a good deal, to make even better. So what's, if it's a test, you lose it. The better you stand in your test, you really lose the toivus. And your friends are laughing, oh, you wise guy, eh? Hashem gave you this and this, you're not watching your business, you're not watching this. He says, I have no time to watch. I can't give up my shiurim, I can't give up my avodas Hashem, I can't give up my family because of this. He says, we're going to lose business. The hell with business. I'm living here for business. Hashem gives me bread to eat. If he gave me business, maybe he gave me business to make me this test. Let me take it back. Now, maybe sometimes, because of this last test, you become fortunate, worthy enough, Hashem should give you the goodness. Anyhow, you become in the category one. But don't expect this to become. You, most of the time, Hashem will take it back because that's the final test. The final test, Hashem takes it back. Will you regret it now? All of a sudden, you're getting into a situation, says, ah, I wish maybe I was a fool. Because in the sun, it's not necessarily the time when you're giving up the business. Because you're not giving. The test maybe come even after that. After you lost everything, you became a shmon, everyone laughs at you. And you say, if Hashem will do it again for me, I would again do the same thing. That's the real test. The test is after. You lost everything, and you're happy with it. I don't care. I write that Hashem should be good enough to me again. I will do it the second time the same thing. I have a priority. I'm not budging for it. That's the test. The test is not necessarily while things are good and you're fighting also for both. When things are good and you fight for both and you keep your all previous priority, and that sees day by day that you're losing out in the goodness. I said, let it go. And you're happy with it. And after you lost everything and you get even into depressed, into a poverty situation, Baruch Hashem, this is my clover. And Hashem should give it back. No money in the world will keep me preoccupied for my responsibilities. And this is one of the biggest tests of today. You have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Jews. Chassidish, you have wonderful Bnei Torah, and they give tzedakah, they give gubaldika sogas. In Shabbos, the mamash malach elokim. But a minute before Shabbos, the hedges in business, and Motzei Shabbos, the hedges in business, and in the Adim could be then, out of Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, they ride there back, and with the ganze knack, with the gartel, with the ganze dos. That's the machine in the Gerei Soya. You love two things. The Chavis said, there's no such a thing as two love, there's no such a thing as two excitements. Very clear definition.
So a lot of wealthy people nowadays lost all their money. Could this be the Nisayan to see if they, or it's tough to say?
Well, not necessarily. It's not a Nisayan yet. It's a chance. Because those people who lost a lot of money, at the time when they had the money, they used to struggle with the money to be good. So then it would be part of the Nisayan. They lost it. They lost the test while they had the money. They lost the test while they have the money. However, they're still good enough. Hashem says, well, you failed in this test. You know what? I'm going to give you a different test. I take everything away. Maybe you're going to come back. It's not a test. Hashem just took away from him. It's give him a second chance. It's the first chance you missed. I gave you Tovis. You missed it. It could chasashel be the third one. It's definitely not the first one. So the second test is that you'll be busy talking about the Shmiz. If all of Menusaba and his masters have been tested with the man only has with the goodness, only extended worry about Avira Ishmarosa that he has to watch, preserve the money. And she have all of the Chesh, we should always have to count it. The Kumoisam and Akotar Apostle called Yom Machoy and Kas in Yonah. His whole day is full of pain and anger. The man of this goodness, he doesn't know what to do to this. Marbuchos and Marbedage. What is the Marbedage? It doesn't keep him to be Hashem. So I think we are very fortunate that Hashem is not too good. Or he doesn't trust us yet with the test.
He's good, Hashem. We just don't know.
Yes, but not in that way. Not in that way. Hashem doesn't give up. Simon Anikom, what is the simon of the third category? That money is a punishment. Shibala, look at this. Shibala, moment, the money, but the one who got the money, Yetoru will be busy, but Tanuk boy. How to spend the money. His joy, his worries, how to spend the money. Enjoyment. Bahanor is so busy with enjoying the money and the pleasures, but he can't think about paying back the Kodesh Baruch Hu or to other people. He can't thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he can't appreciate people, he can't do tzedakah v'chesed because he's busy by spending his money, enjoying his money. But a yargish, and he wouldn't even come to the cloud to the feeling that he's. A man sometimes is so much involved in his Gashmi's legal life that he doesn't even get, he's so busy that he can't even get to the point of guilt, maybe I'm wrong. I have the biggest, you know, I come into people, I deal with people, very rich people, big homes, big businesses, and I see three categories. I see a guy comes in, shows around his house, and he's so enjoyful, he's so busy enjoying it, he's so busy to show it to you. At the time, the Gvaldi Gedilchi said, oh, they're so busy, so busy, so busy. But the man doesn't even have room for a second of thought of guilt. Maybe I'm not doing enough. What am I doing? What I'm spending is crazy. People who private yacht, the private boats, and goes out for one day, driving a boat, and he's spending $3,000 for that one day just on the fuel. Just to have the few hour ride and to show that there's a few hour ride for a boat and answer. It doesn't have time to be guilty about it. That's in a coma. That's a punishment. That's one category. Because a person is so busy with the Torah that he doesn't think about Hashem. Obviously, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is the punishment? He has certain goodness. He has a certain mitzvah. Says Gmaisim Tovim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is preparing him on this world. So take, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Then there are people who also are involved in enjoying life. They have rich homes and everything, but they're guilty about it. They talk about it. Says they knechet. Says I'm doing it. I can't overpower my yitzer hara. I can't overpower my this. And they're guilty about it. They really suffer because of that, and they feel guilt. So this is an nisayon. Then it's not really a punishment. It's an nisayon. They know they're failing in the nisayon. They're failing in the nisayon. And then there are people with having all their shears, having all the things. They don't see it on them. But then every penny is counted, every pleasure is accounted, and if they take something out, it's immediately converted into Avodas Hashem. Oh, that's the Torah. That's the three categories. You could see it very clearly. And also being punished with money, with a source of the simcha. It's rejoicement, parties, horoi, bokor, steaks, v'shochoi, tzoin, ochal, bosra, shosayan, eating meat and drinking wine, ochal, v'shosikim, ochal. Let's eat and drink, because tomorrow we die. Let's have a good time. Omar Voy, Kina Venevel, Toy Becholiv, always have intercom music, background, classical, all kind of jazz. You have music all the time. The Yamishtem drinking wine, but spoil Hashem la Abitu. But they wouldn't look what Hashem does to them. Hashem does it to them. He gives them the last supper. He gives them the last, okay, have a good time, eat up your last credit. The person has to build up credit, Chusova, say, oh, yeah, it's on Chusim. So before it comes to the parts of the world, Hashem says, okay, have a good time. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnakam, is punishing in a form of goodness. I'm asking a person who really thinks about his life, really researches it, anytime something good is going to come to him, and the world all of a sudden gets accepted the way he wants, things get his way the way he wanted it, Yikona, automatically the person is going to become Yikona, he's going to become subservient. Mirosoi, he's immediately afraid. The goodness is not a revenge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't that a punishment? Things go too well. You should read, the first reaction should be start shivering. Oh, maybe the HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing me with his goodness. Kumo Hashem Lagapot says, Oishel Shomu Lebolosov, Leri Osoi. This Ashiras is actually preserved for the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preserving it, Leri Osoi, in order to hurt him, to punish him, only for that purpose. Why is Hashem giving me all those things? Leri Osoi. Maybe to punish me. And it's a shame. This is one of the most beautiful classical part of the Chayim Salvavos. Says the very straightforward, clear outlines to know what situation you are. If things going well with you, everything fits, everything goes smooth, it's one of the three categories. And the simonim, clear simonim, what it is. It's either reward, either a test, either punishment. And how do I know which it is? If I take the goodness and I become better with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm staggering away with it, this is also the reward. If it becomes challenging life more than it was before and there's something starting competing with my priorities, it's a similar Hashem gave me the goodness to be an Isoyer, and then you have to be extra afraid, you shouldn't fail. And if you take the goodness, you get intoxicated, you get carried away, don't think twice, you have no guilt and just live in pleasure, life, you take the goodness, it's definitely punishment. Kodesh Baruch is punishing with his goodness. So let's hope Hashem should punish us with the first category. If we don't think that we're always going to fight it back. Yeah.
What category does Kodesh Baruch Hu look at a person who's not, I wouldn't use the word middle class, but let's say he has money and he looks at it like he's getting it.
I must correct.
He's struggling. But he has money and he should be looking at it like he's in the first category, but.
No, that's not. What is he struggling for? Any struggling in life which competes.
So most people think
struggling
are in that category. They have some money. They're not poor.
See, you're misguiding something. Chavis only uses his emotional the money. Toiv doesn't mean. It's not a simple matter. Toiv means money, but Toiv doesn't mean money today. Toiv means any comfort, any good things which is happening to you. It's only as emotional, it's put into money, but it's not the money the issue.
Things
now,
are going well.
Things you got what you want.
In other words, you subjectively are happy.
You're getting into yeshiva, and Hashem had given you gvaldig, without understanding, gvaldig a chavrusa, gvaldig a setting, gvaldig a situation, gvaldig a rebbe. Just why did Hashem give it to me? Maybe it doesn't want me to work harder. Because every goodness which comes to the world, to a person, has to be one of the three categories, and you have to meet with someone about what it really is. Okay, let's stop. Middle of the Shara Chavishi. Vashishi. In the 6th way, Hatzik Feirach Noah. In other words, yesterday we learned one of the things was when a person gets something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any toy which he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the very toy this comics could only come from three areas. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding him, which is the minimum, which that's very few. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing him, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him. So obviously when we get things which we want, obviously it's to make us worry. Mashishin, the sixth thing is, because you quite a bit tired of Sifrin of Yim, and you read some tired of the Rebbe Novi, but I in Sizek Milva Oynash, you see, the punishment and the rewards, with the Eben Afshay, and he knows, he keeps it with Chavis Elohim. As much he had done his duties, he done short, he felt short of what he has to do. His chayev automatically that requires likona lishofer if not by this word, he becomes nichna, subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mirosoi es ansha, because he's really afraid he shouldn't be punished. He's afraid of his short shortcoming. כמו שנאמר על הפסוק הזה ביהושיעו, יהושיעו המלך, ויקרא שמע המלך הזה בספר התורה, ויהי בספר התורה, ויקרא אז בגדיו. And he tear his clothes. You heard the Torah, man? Umar Laboy, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Yam Rach Lavavcha. Because if you Rach Lavavcha, you softness in your heart, with Yikona B'Pnei Hashem, and you were Nichta for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody is a tough heart, he hears, he's not afraid, but you heard, you had Rach Lavav, you were soft hearted, and with Yikona, you became subdued to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Boko accepted it. See, when we hear Torah, what the Torah says, how much you have to do, that makes it. Last three and the seventh things that a person nichna, kishim is asik b'maasa avoyde k'tzdoko utfila. When a person is busy doing something, maasa avoyde makes avoyde Hashem, for instance, k'tzdoko, he gives tzdoko utfila, or his meal of davening, or mitzvah makes a mitzvah. Oy reshus, oy tachocho. Either makes a mitzvah which he has to do, or the shoes. It's a stilling, which he doesn't have to do. I mean, he does. It makes the things which he wants to do. Shlo is asik boi bilvova shum gevi goiva. At the time when he does this mitzvah Hashem, his heart shall not be busy. No gevi goiva, no proudness. He shouldn't do it. Aber die Kona, wie Schöpfer beschaß, wenn ich das die Mitzvah zu schämen, wie sie durch die Tachnau, wie die Schiffler, sie sind aber wenn ich lehe, in der external expression, wenn ich stehe, in der inside. Weil ich schwebe, wenn ich schwebe, wenn ich schwebe, wenn ich schwebe, wenn ich done something great. Et für Geudel, Maschu, Chai, Barim, compare that he, how much he is committed to, what he, mit Kifle, am I say, double than yesterday. Kuma Hashem, like the Pusse says, but more Kadam Hashem, how can I advance the Kodesh Baruch, how can I bring Ikaf and the Kemora, how can I advance the Kodesh Baruch Hu in order Ikaf and the Kemora I should be subservient, subdued to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hakadmeni Bo'eles V'Golim Neshona I should bring him Oilos, Korbonos, Agolim Neshona, calves. Hayiv Teshem V'Al Feilim, can you buy off Hashem even with a thousand animals, a thousand things? Higi Lecho Odom Atoiv Ma Hashem Do'erish Mulcho Hashem, it's going to be told to you, man, matter what is good. What does Hashem really want? 1,000 axes, 1,000 cows to be makrif. What does Hashem want for you? Kima says mishpat. Hashem wants you should do justice. Vahavas chesed, should love chesed. Vatsnei lech esnereich. You should go humbly. You should go betsnias with the Kodesh Baruch. In other words, the last part of the Achnovi, the person has to impose on himself when he does the mitzvah Hashem. How do you do it? Are you doing it fully? Are you doing it the way Hashem wants you to do it? In other words, we are inclined to do the one thing which you buy Esrik, okay? So you bought $300 worth of Esrik, but a beautiful Esrik, go to shul. And you look at Baruch Hashem, I spent $300 on Esrik. You don't feel but you know, you see other people have $300 for them, and you couldn't bring yourself up to the level to bring it to $300 because of many, many, many reasons. You didn't feel justified according to your budget. You feel you should have gotten more tzedakah. You feel you're not worthy. You're embarrassed of it. It's not to compare with you. It's not nothing to do with you. I'm going to buy $100, like $80. Like. See, this is what that. See, you have a snail echosim in Malakiah. It's showing off this Isa mitzvah. And I'm stuck on this question. You're already up to that mitzvah. Because now, usually, when we do a mitzvah properly, when we do tefillah, we do something great. If you want to know if the mitzvah is done kilchosa or not, if the mitzvah is really acceptable, how do you feel after the mitzvah? If you feel great, Baruch Hashem, the gemalagi and kippur, gemalagi davening, you feel so happy with yourself, really, or high with yourself. It didn't bore anachnoah. That's not the proper mitzvah. Because no matter how much you did, you had not done it as much as should have been done. But when you went through a nice yantav, a nice yankipa, a nice davening, and you feel broken, I mean, you feel, but Baruch Hashem, it davened, but I could have done so much better. Could have been much more kavona, could have been much more fulfilled. And big deal, whatever it was Mamash Hamat Masel Hakim, but it's nothing you. And you feel, this is called. You're going, you're going, you're going, you feel as the Sosemis says Pshat on the Har Nakoyim Lamed Shlocha Shel Har Shalashina, because Baruch Hu gave the Har Nakoyim the big mitzvah of Baloyis Hussaneiros, which was the gewaldige message that Shulchu Gedoyim Shalahem, you mitzvah from the more than the Nesiyim, Shulchu Oy Medes La, the Doyis, you mitzvah stands for all the generations, that all the Neshomas of Am Yisrael to the last generations, you are Madlik, you are igniting them. Baloyis Hu, you're going to bring up a Saneiros. Your job is a gewaldige job. Har Nakoyim lit every time it was Malik Hasaneiros, he was mechaven all the kavanas and affected all the neshamas at Sof Kol HaDoiros Malik Hasaneiros. That was the greatest of the mitzvah. And the first pshat says this for Semes. Yaskin Har and Kasher Tzir Hashem says Chazal Lamas Shvocha Shel Har Shel Shina, that he accomplished the mitzvah, did the mitzvah. That the big shvach of Har, that he didn't do on simple physical. Malik Hasaneiros. So really was mechaven all the neshamas. Really affected all the neshamas of Malik Hasaneiros. Kaitos and Aharon. Guess on the second pshat of Sosemes. But at the same time, when he accomplished the gewaldige mitzvah of Alois Hasaneiros, every neshama has been affected by him. Lamed Shochar Shloshina. It was totally indifferent to his accomplishment. Maybe this was just as a mitzvah for Nochas Tefillin. This is Rosh Hashem. This is Rosh Hashem. And if I accomplish it, Hashem did it for me. Not I did it. It was absolutely not high with. This is called Tachnua. Tachnua calls that after the accomplishment of the big mitzvahs, everything, you take no credit for it whatsoever. If you take it to this absolute and most simplicity, that after everything, Hashem wants from you, do mishpat, go in justice, love for it. And after everything, if you do mishpat, you have all the beautiful characteristics to yourself, is that tznei aleches. But go back snare, go, don't take it, don't browse about it, don't, why you melechov, you're doing it with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. First of all, you can never be mashma al-choyf, and whatever you got from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the final way where Yachnu has to come into the picture, while we do the mitzvahs. Perga Hamishi, the fifth
Perga. Somebody makes a mitzvah, or feels
that's
not happy now, it's when you made a mitzvah.
What?
Man, you make a mitzvah, feel that I didn't do good enough.
That's the way we should feel. We should never be satisfied. We did a mitzvah. We should always feel we didn't do good enough. It was never good enough. That's the way we should feel. That's called the snelech. Because the mitzvah stuck not good enough. Are we doing a mitzvah perfect? Forever and person must give mitzvah and mitzvah voice. When will my mitzvah reach, connect to the mitzvah voice, the mitzvah of my parents, of my ancestors? Well, what is our mitzvah worth? How much is it worth? I mean, this is just a, you know, take a child, a little child does something, you know, makes kiddush. It's oil the toilet. Looks around, so proud. I was oil the toilet. Big deal. Who is not oil the toilet? It's a childish act. When we are proud of our mitzvahs, it's a little childish. In the beginning, that's the way it is. When we have little asogas, but this is not. Achnor means that we do a mitzvah, we prepare for mitzvah. And we come out of it and we be broken. This is what you had done. You could have done so much better. This is the way the davening went. This is the Yom Tov went. This is the Mitzvah went. We always should feel much more indebted that we are really accomplishing. That's the real Mitzvah. And we feel like, of course, we try the most and we do everything which we can and we do. And whatever we accomplish, we have to thank Hashem we accomplished. And then, but we should feel we could have accomplished a little bit more and feel a little bit. That's the way the Yom Tov went through. But of course, it's feeling satisfied. Baruch Hashem, feeling so good about myself. It's not gaiva, but it's childish. It's just because you really don't know what is expected. If I don't know how much, you know, this is like I owe a guy, owe a person $1 million, owe somebody $1 million. I'm very embarrassed of him. I make an effort a little bit to appease him, to make him feel good. He shouldn't be so angry at me. And I can't be $10. I said, go with this. I said, no. And the $10 was a gewaldige effort of you. Gewaldige effort. You were $10 was a gewaldige effort. I said, listen, you come to him with great embarrassment. I said, I'm very, very embarrassed. I know I want to just show you a token that how much I want to repay my debt to you. And take my $10. I know my $10 is not compared to $1 million, but for me the $10 was a lot of effort. Please accept this. He accepts the $10. You're very, very thankful to him. You're very, very happy that he accepted it and that, but you know we're proud of it because you still owe him $1 million. It's only $10 which you prepaid him now, and you keep it and you consider it a big chesed that he accepted it. I even told you a big thank you, giving it a clap in the places. I'm very appreciating the $10. But you, no way can you be proud of it. But if you know, if you owe $1 million, and that's exactly what you said, see, what Micha Novi says, with what can I advance HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can I pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ikas v'kemoram, how can I be nichna for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh many boilers v'golim neshona, Yitzhi Shem Baal fe'elim, if I will give him a thousand elim, 1,000 karbonas, will it be enough? Can I repay? What? Here he comes with a little karbon, so what? Big deal. If 1,000 karbonas can fulfill it, what can you do? What can you? So this is everything I know, that you should always know how much more we are only owing, of how much more we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the real achnot. I think that's the proper motion, right? That's the proper motion. We should always feel indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we owe millions. And every time when we're repaying him, no matter how, we're repaying him $10, $100, it's nothing compared to what we owe him. All this, we had put in a big effort. And the fact that Hashem accepts that korban, it's a big chesed of Hashem. But we know we can be proud of it.
So you could ever feel high, feel good? I mean, but how when you learn Torah, you're supposed to.
That's something else. You know when you feel high? Not that you had delivered. You feel high when. I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful way when the Rambam explains. Rafutin brings it out, one of his sikhs in Pachad Yitzchak, but it's beautiful. I mean, it's not Rafutin's story, it's a Rambam. But he emphasizes it very beautifully. How do you become after Shem Alekech? Can you tell me? Behafta Hashem Alekech, love Hashem. How do you become the mitzvah Behafta Hashem Alekech?
You're most in effort by going in his path.
That's Hashem Alekech Otira. Behafta Hashem, that's getting high. Getting high. Behafta Hashem is getting high with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful Rambam. It's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a Rambam. The third mitzvah. Zahavas Hashem. First mitzvah is Lahamin, to believe there's Hashem, to know there is Hashem. The second mitzvah is Yichud Hashem. I think so. And the third mitzvah is Ahavas Hashem. Ketzer Ahava. How do you love Hashem? How do you bring yourself to Ahavas Hashem? You know how? It says that any time when you are learning, you're thinking, you're there as Hashem, you're putting yourself into learn about Yiddish, learn about Torah. Anything which has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the myself, is Bria, is Torah, is mitzvahs, and you have an order for it. Learn a piece of Chovei Shavuos, and you have gewaltige Geschmack. You hear a good shiur, and you have a gewaltige Geschmack. You're getting high from a piece of Torah, that's a mitzvah Ahavas Hashem. You get high in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because Hashem gave it to you. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see the godless Hashem. That's what I delivered. When you deliver something, we feel you get a car in yourself, you ate a good steak, I gave you something. Here is something else, let us stick a Gemara. And you hear a good shiur, you hear a good pshat in a mitzvah Hashem, you hear a good bechina, and you have a noah, you have a satisfaction, you have a noah from Baruch Hashem, did you feel Hashem, Bukhavon, 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 really thanking Hashem for the Torah, that's the mitzvah for Havas Hashem. And that will beautifully coincide now with the Chazal. Chazal B'Samigdash was Nechrevai because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is Machrev because of B'Samigdash. The answer is Sinas Chinam is a symptom. What is a symptom? There's no Ahava, there's no high. When is a Sinas Chinam? When are people depressed? When they're not happy. They're not happy. They haven't got any high. And when they have no high, if Shad, there's no Ahava Hashem. When there's no Ahava Hashem, you can't keep it, you can't preserve it. It's not just because of more of the order. So the Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. What did the Midbar? She didn't say Shabbat Habonim Kamal Osan Sterosa. They didn't feel thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu that we are Yid in Shabbat Habonim Kamal Osan Sterosa. It is a lacking of appreciation that I'm a Yid. Lack of appreciation that I have a Torah in Mitzvahs. So there's no Havas Hashem. There's no Havas Hashem. The symptom of no Havas Hashem is Sinas Chinam. You have a grudge. You have it with everyone. You have to do. So this is Gemara of Sinas Chinam. Also, one of the orders goes maybe on the first Mitzvah Mikdash now, it goes back on the second Mitzvah Mikdash, Tainas the Meral. Because Sef Torah was there, Mitzvahs was there, Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchil, the first Mitzvah Mikdash, there was a void of Zagir Shlifus Domi. But the second Mitzvah Mikdash was Sinas Chinam. nothing is civil goes on the first verse of Mitzvah. More of the others, how come they deteriorate to the point of Hadrigim Shvichas Domim? Is the time when they still serve the Kodesh Baruch was not Baruch Hu Torah Tefillah? If the minute when you lose a Havas Hashem, and how did you lose a Havas Hashem? Because you lose the excitement of a Torah Mitzvahs. Lose the Torah Mitzvahs. Simchat Olavov. So then can't hold on to. But the Havas Hashem means that you enjoy Hashem's Torah. You, this is called Havas Hashem. No, but when you make yourself to feel high, it's your stimulation, your imagination. As I said, you owe a guy $1 million, you gave him $10 deposit on his of debt, and he accepted it, you feel high. I paid back my chayvus, you still owe him that much. You can't get high on that. So every time that we deliver mitzvahs, we have to feel a certain kind of brokenness. Is this the way I made a mitzvah? That's the way I get. So when you do buy an esrog for $150, if you do buy already an esrog, you want to feel good, you want to feel high, you want to appreciate. You look at the esrog, it's a boy in Shlom, I bought a hidden digger esrog, but is every penny, every dollar, $150 mehuda? Was it 100% earned kosher? Was accomplished? Did I give chaymesh from it? And did I deal with the money with the same thing? And of course, I bought $150. I want to feel good about it because I have a nice new car too. I have a nice dress. I have a new suit. I paid for a suit $250 when I could have bought it for $100. It's a big deal. You want to feel good, so once you buy a good aspect too, big deal. It's all self. So that's the type of we shouldn't fool ourselves. We shouldn't really fool ourselves. Who's? Who's?
Yichet. Tell us three things.
Yichet Hashem. Yichet Hashem. That's Shmas Hashem and Hashem Echad. That's in the beginning. That's everything. That in everything there's an akuda pnimis of Yichet Elokim, which you always love out loud after Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Shmas Hashem and Hashem Echad. That's Kabbalah Sar Malchus Shemam. It's Yichet Hashem. Unifying Kodesh Baruch Hu in every part. That's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's Yichud Hashem. To know Hashem, Hashem is one in every situation. Every situation. There's no, we're always front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours a day. No matter what we do, everything is under the Kabbalah of Olam HaChashma. That's Yichud Hashem. Perek HaChamishi, the fifth perek of Shaar HaKniya. Aval of Neknois HaKniya, what is the style that we acquire subservience to Kodesh Baruch Hu? In a way that makes it easy on a mensch, on a person to acquire it, who this is. He's all in mind, should be always occupied in these seven stars. A person should always be busy in these seven stars, always be busy. Tomit. Echad mehem is, one of them is to always think about Shoyresh HaVeYosai. The root from his existence, Vascholosa, from his origin, where he comes. Mina bloinis vahadam, acharis apsham, ubaoshrecho. You come from this bubble of this filth, of blood, of the sperm, of the zera, acharis apsham, after it has been rotten, ubaoshrecho, recham. And he gave this odor, the ugly odor, the distasteful odor. I mean, if you're a person, where you origin, this says, but the Mishnah says, Mitipos Rucho. The first thing is you always have to remember who you are. You originated from the Tipos Rucho. Nothing. And after that, when you develop, you start developing into, you become, your mother became conceived with you. In Nizoin, he gets developed, he starts nourished. Midam Hatuma. You were nourished from blood. Which usually the mother has dam versus. But as long as she's pregnant, she has no damn neither because you ate them. It was developing your body, therefore the mother didn't have the period. As long as you stand in the womb of your mother, you have been nourished from this damn tumor, from the blood that you should be tumor. And then you come out. When you come out, you're chalosh, you're weak, you're totally poor, you're totally, totally non-effective, you can't do anything. Then, you step upwards from this infancy to the next days, actually until you come you to age and you become a person. When you get the middle aged person, you get grown up, you get becoming a mensch, finally you became a little mensch. You're sitting and learning at Chavis Alvovas. You start building. You're a mensch. Now after that, and there's nothing. You develop a mensch. Achkech after that, Yechele Me'azikno. Starts the days that you're getting old. Until you filled up your life. And you go to get that. Day coming, it's actually just the first thing. But you have to remember, you come with Tippa Sricha, you're going to a place of a grave. And all the development stage. One of the Chum used to say, Ani Tomea, I'm wondering when Misha over Mamavar Hashem Adam Tomai. The one who went through the place of you where the mother urinates twice, he was put in there and he comes back through there. I mean, he was conceived through that place and he comes out through there, gets birthed through that place. Twice. Hech is goer. How could he be proud? Where are you coming from? Twice he went through this ugliest place of a person. You went, your whole mitzvah comes from the place Mokam Hashet, the place where your mother urinates. You were put in there, he was taken out of there. How can you be proud, Bechlal? Where are you coming from? This thinking about this, the quality of a person, in anything which compares to that, Mechayev HaSaknis, already makes a person Nichna. And the same thing is, Ezuk Vadoymel is there. What is not Doymel is there? Anything else, you see the honor, you see what a person really is. What a real person is. You go to a hospital, you go to a doctor, you feel. I remember I went once through a little operation. And they gave me a needle that made me numb from my waist down. And a hemorrhoid, they operated me. And I remember after the operation, I had to cut to myself. And I couldn't move. I couldn't feel anything. And every 2 minutes, they checked my blood pressure. And I felt like a little vegetable. So he's the big man, the big machel, big dose, nothing. It's all over. You're like a deaf person. You can't see. Your mind work. That's all your mind work. And I remember while they worked on me, 3/4 of an hour operating the doctors and things. And I was laying there with my face down. I heard every word, and they spoke about vacation, and they spoke about the girlfriends, and they spoke about anything else. What the heck with you? I'm laying here like a piece of meat. You're working with just like a plumber works on a boiler. You're working with just like a plumber, and they talk about vacation. I'm blasting away. So I was thinking, well, the same thing will be in the Tahara Shtibur. You know, when you're dead and they're washing, you're going to hear every word, what they talk about you, everything he taught, and nobody give a damn about you. Nobody, who cares about how you feel? All of a sudden, you see nothing. You see just a piece of meat. You're a plumber. There are plumbers, and you have a piece of boiler to work on you, just like a piece of a pot. It doesn't feel, it doesn't mean anything. And you realize, you really nobody. Just people talk about vacations, about anything, business. And I want to turn it to business effect. I mean, at least, no, speak something which interests me. Don't speak about you couldn't even speak up. And I was thinking, this is how insensitive they are. How insensitive they are. You know, there's a person who's laying in there. I mean, the person, I think this one says, it's Mechayev HaSaknia. You see that you're really nothing. Moshe Vadamed HaMelech, like the old man says, Hashem Mo'odamed. Mo'odamed Tedia, who is the man that you should be clamoring? Mo'odamed Yiludu Shaman is born by a woman. From an Oichit Telas, I'm a woman, but he's not a man. What does a man? Nothing more than a worm. It becomes a worm. That's the first thing we should always remember. Every time when you're getting proud, high, remember who you are, where you're going to. Actually, that's the Mishnah's advice. In the second thing you should always remember, when he thinks around in this world, in the many things which could reach him in this world, beyond his control, for instance, berov, hunger, betzomot, thirst, bekoil, and coldness, bechoim, and heat, becholoim, and sickness, disease, begoim, and accidents, bedogos, and all kind of worries. Asher elam enicho mehem kimba moves. The only thing which is going to redeem him from all this problem is death. How much a man is destined, is open, is exposed to all kinds of difficulties, which the only thing is going to take you out is the debt. Because when a person will understand that, will always remember that he's always exposed to this uncontrollable suffering. The Yovin, who shows a sense of weakness, and meet us a ghost that is helpless. The kitzras yoda mitchoyes for nafshe kol zeh. He's totally helpless to postpone and to try to push away all this discomfort in him. Yakin, he will recognize mitzuras mamoda from his standing that he's nothing more than also boy, he's not more than a prisoner in this world. I will also damn us, but he's a real prisoner. A man in this world is a real prisoner. You know, when you go to the prison, one of the you see, the prisoners also eat and sleep. They get everything. They get provided everything in the prison. So why is the feeling that there's no arrogance in the prison? There's no proudness in the prison. You can't take any credit. You see, the biggest bala guys come to prison, all down. Why? Because he knows that he's not in control. He's not in command. When they tell him and everything, he feels he's in prison. And you see, in prison, you see the biggest big shots. The ego is totally broken. By the way, this is one of the part of the prison. They want to break the ego. Why should we have ego? Am I not in a prison? It's a very big prison. Am I in my own hands? Does anyone have control over it? You're always exposed to all these things. Here you lose a job. Here you don't have what to eat. If you never have what to eat, then you're getting sick, and then you got to sick, and then your wife gets yelled at your head. You always get it from all sides. You get it from all sides. You never have your own freedom. You always have to see a prisoner. So where is the ego? So when a person feels himself that he's a prisoner in this, that's the reason we make every day bracha matir asurim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is almost we have the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that gives us a relief from the prison. Because in some reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in prison, is not in prison. I always tell when I go to the prison to lecture, I tell, you think you are in a prison? We are in a prison. It's one big prison. Like in a matter of fact, here you're more free than we are on the outside. Because in the outside, you don't even know that you're in prison. In the inside, at least you're not in prison. You could be Oisik B'Toyre. The minute you get back yourself, you're not getting carried away with your arrogance and your pride. And in prison, at least you recognize that fact. And then we connect Knias. He's going to become nichna. He's going to become subservient, just like this prisoner Hamusam Abar, which has been put in prison. Ash Elo Tachbula, which has no hope, he has no choice of his own. But Yecholis Lahatir, he has no ability to untie himself. His ability, the only one who could let him go is the judge. He himself cannot get. Same thing here. We have to feel the only one who can redeem us from our problem is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We are always up to His mercy. Moshe Rabbeinu posed, "Tovel ufanecha en kasosi." Should come from of you the cry of the prisoner. David the Melech says, "Tovel ufanecha en kasosi." It's a beautiful tefillah. David the Melech considered himself a osir, a prisoner. Now, when a prisoner cries out to his master, he cries out, "Please help me." Why? Because I can't help myself. I recognize the fact I can't help myself. Our tefillah is only then beautiful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we cry out Enkas Osi, a cry of a prisoner. When we say Hashem, I'm totally in your hand. There's nothing I can help myself. I'm 100% handicapped. And when a person thinks that he's an Osir, he's an Asir, he's a prisoner here, how could he be a Gaiba? That's Achno. And that's the word of Tovel Lefanecho should come from of you Enkas, the cry Osir of the prisoner. When a person feels himself, but Oman also said, Hoitzio mimazge nafshi, take out mimazge from this prison nafshi my soul. Now, this is to admit that we are in a prison, to admit that we are helpless people, all you have to be is a little bit honest, that's all. We really. Now, it comes up any time when we feel a little independency in any area. In that, wherever you feel independency, you feel a lack of feeling imprisoned. So, of course, it's not the Enka Sosir, it's not the cry out of Osir. And that's Kaiva. That's the opposite of Achnoah. When we feel 100% on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's head, that's one of the things which is so beautiful when people are in a bind, when people are in a trap. So the Baal Tanya says, B'kol Etzev Yiyeh Moiser. B'kol Etzev. In every sadness, in every destructiveness, in every sad situation, yeah, there should be, says the Pasuk, moiser, an advantage. Says the Balatanya, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings on us a matzav of a etzav, a situation of etzav, of atzvus. It doesn't mean depression, that's a shun, but it brings etzav. Etzav means a situation of depression, but I don't get depressed. The situation is very depressive. There is no job, there is no money, you don't know where you're going to eat the next breakfast, there's nothing around the world. Whatever you try to do, everything goes wrong, okay? Everything you try to look a job, somebody else takes it, here you lose your driver's license, here you lose this. From all sides, it's etzef. That's called etzef. It's a sad situation. But instead of you getting depressed, You're Moser. You take from the situation, you make an advantage. It says, Hashem, you made me realize I'm 100% in your hands. I can't help myself. And that realization that you are 100% in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand, that you're lifting yourself up. Says, I'm imprisoned in your hand. I'm 100%. And how great, how beautiful is this? That till now, I never thought I'm in your hand. I did whatever I wanted. I never paid any chesed and nefesh. I felt whatever I do. I went against the whole world. I went against myself. I went against your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every time we do something wrong, we fight up the world. Like, well, they couldn't kill us. We're totally reckless. That up is getting away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts my tshuva, and I want to become, I want to go back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Hashem sees I can't come back 100% to Him. I could come back maybe 90%, 80%. So Hashem helps me to come back 100%. He breaks me so from all sides that even if I want to feel a little good, a little independent, it doesn't let you. So b'chol etzav, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a matzav of etzav. So the matzav es moisel, says the Tana Tanya, take an advantage of it. Feel, take advantage, recognize the fact that you're totally hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to give an advantage, that's going to be machnia you. I mean, the person who machnia is, says, the minute you feel you're totally hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, he had no worries anymore. Sinish git, okay, I'm in prison, I deserve it. But who is my prisoner? Who is prisoning me? Who is my master? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better to be imprisoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to be free in your own world. I'm better off standing in the prison, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss, and everything he's providing, than to have Times Square in my own life. Because of course he's a bigger Balach, but Balgadi can be Moshlishis. And the third thing which a person should always be busy, Kashi Achshoy, as he will think, Vachalifosai, when he changes his apartment, when he moves on, he moves, Vachalifosai, when he makes a change in his life. Boy Elof Hamoves, and death comes out, you know. We have to look at our death as moving, as changing the address, you know. We could put in a postcard to the post office, you know. I moved from Olam Hazeh, I moved to the world to come to Olam Habo. We don't disappear, we're just moving. But it's going to come a moving day. There is a moving day when we have to move. When the death comes, Mehero, best. We posek ma avoy over sikvosre, so in that time, all your desires, all your hopes are going to finish. When it comes the time of moving into your death, all your desires and all your hopes disappears. But Ozvoy Kol Kinyonov, you leave behind all your possessions. Everything which today we go Meshuggah to want. We want a home, we want a house, we want to buy this, we want to buy that. And we're getting so sentimentally attached to it. We're getting loving it. I have my car, I have my this. All of a sudden comes the day of death, and you have to, and everyone in person, you just leave it behind. Like, you don't take nothing with you. You give up to take anything. You don't even want, let's say that you can't take it along with you on the way. Imoirbem, nothing will help you. But Amda Bekev, when you're going to stand in the cave, when you're going to stay in the grave, nothing of your acquirement will help you. Just thinking that the light of your face will pass on, but Shochar Mereyu, it's going to get dark, and you look, you know, when you look at the dead face, you see life disappear from his face, all the beauty of his face just turns black. But Yorum Toiloim, and worms takes over. Worms all start creeping into your body, developing the ipush, and rottenness, and mugla, and becoming nothing more dissolved. Yachlofu Simone Yoifigufo, in all the beauty of your body, which you entertained, you jagged, you exercised, you washed, and you perfumed, but you all your life you were worshipping your body, you know, and standing in the mirrors and making your hairstyles, whatever it is. All of this is going to rot away, decay away, and it's there. The Yechazik Bo'oi Shrucha, it's going to be, the odor is going to be stronger and stronger. Kilo Lerucha Tzolamurak, like you never washed, like you never bathed, like you never calmed. The fear chichotoy, we never felt a good thing. It's a good thing, by the way, when you stand in the shower, washing and prepare, you're taking care of this body. With this body, you know, when you die, it's going to be doing the opposite. Like you never, nothing will help you. You could put on perfume, you could put on a lotion, you could put on everything. All this thing will be, not only it will be helpless, but it's going to add to your rottenness, to your decayness. It's going to even add. Therefore, it's worthy to think always, it's one of the kavonuses when you rochet fiodot ponav eraglav, when you wash lochove Shabbos Kodesh, you wash lochove Shabbos Kodesh, yom shekula Shabbos. That you're preparing for yom shishi, you're preparing for the 6 days of work, for gashmi sigur work, you're going into the world of eternity, the world of Shabbos. And you wash your body, because you believe in Tchias HaMeisim, that you're washing this hand and this feet and this body, that this is going to have Tchias HaMeisim. This is only when you believe in Tchias HaMeisim. But if somebody doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, what are you taking care of? You're taking care of 70, 80 years of this little flesh, which is going to be a feast for the worms to eat them up. What is the big thing? It's Kekashi Yavoid. Alev Odom Zevik Yoitzavoid. The person is going to think in these terms on his body. Always, he caught up in Afshay. He's going to be naturally subdued. The Yishach is going to bow down. Below his go. He could never be proud. Below Yigbali, he could never be arrogant. His heart could never get. Below his Nasa, below his God is going to rise and not going to be great in his own eye. Kumo Shal Posa, Chidlo Lechem in Odom. Chidlo Lechem in Odom. Let off from the man. Asher Neshama Ba'apo, which is so, his life is in his nose, like one blow. Keep a man actually. What is the word? What is man? Nothing. Air. Man is not man. Cause of nation. It's all a lie. It's like it goes just like the Muslim, the scale. And it puts something down. You go up and then it goes down. It's nothing. In other words, every time when you look, you know, people have a tendency to look into the mirror. Look how nice they are. Well, they like to mirrorize themselves. They want to feel good. They look in the mirror. But imagine, every time you look in the mirror, you see a skeleton. Would you look in the mirror? Every time you look in the mirror, you see a skeleton, a rotten, decaying skeleton. That's it. You see worms creeping out of your eyes. And so every time, so you gotta stop looking in the mirror. Because that's the real you. You is not what you are now. The real is, the you is the one which nobody could avoid. And that's what nobody could avoid. Go to the graveyard, go to the sea. That's the destiny of a person. So when you look in the mirror, you want to see, who am I? Don't look in the mirror, the falseness of the media. That's nothing. You look in the mirror, and that's the second one. Said the first one was, Ma'ayim Bosa, where are you coming from? Mitipos Rucha. And I said, where are you getting me? That's the real you. But if he's actually, this is Achno, which brings usually people have a tendency. One of the things which people love to show off, they like to have a nice car, luxurious homes, nice dressings, cufflinks, and all this hairstyles. Because it makes them choshev. People make some choshev. Skyver. So what's the point making a choshev? What's so bad to know the real you? Nothing but to go walk around like a skeleton walks around. That's the real you. That's what you're going to be. And that's automatically going to be continuous.
The danger of becoming too depressed?
No. And he said, never become depressed. So what's happening then? So then he said, what can I do now? So then you know. Noch am Mishnah, noch am Gemara, noch am thinking with the Kodwar, noch am Mitzvah, that's Seder Lederach. What is preparing you to the thing? Seder, what is preparing you? The only thing which prepares you is, Seder is Mitzvah Samasim Toivim. That's the only thing.
But your end still going to be the same end, though. The body,
then it's not the same end. Then you have a Gewaldig future. Then you have a Gewaldig future. Okay, we're going to stop right here.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com